I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will begin with the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes of June 2016 board meeting, and the financial reports for June 2016. Are there any questions that haven't been resolved or that you'd like to bring up?
I move that we pass them, accept them as they've been presented to us.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? We have personnel actions, names for approval.
Yes, we have several as we kind of wind down our hiring this summer. I'd like to present the following names and positions. Doug Johnson as the IT supervisor. Casey Flucky as Green River High School principal. She has been serving as the interim principal there, as you know. Kelly Perkins, Farron Elementary fifth grade teacher. I do have Jill Weber on there. However, she was approved in the last meeting,
okay.
So we don't need to do that one again. George Ann Scott, district transportation bus driver for the Castle Dale route. Is that correct, Roger?
Well, she'd be a bus driver.
Somewhere, huh?
Dan Springer, Canyon View CTE. He is coming to us from Paiute. Carl Jensen, science teacher at Canyon View, and he is transferring from Cleveland Elementary. Sean Alton, Emory High School head baseball coach, and Tom Hughes, Green River High School head baseball coach. So I would present those names for your consideration.
Carl is qualified in the science for Canyon View?
He will have to get some additional
endorsements. He'll have to work on his
license. Yes,
okay.
The district will help him with that. But it will help with our staffing on the elementary level.
But he's planning on that.
Yes.
So, okay. And my other question is, the bus driver, is this a replacement?
Yes.
Okay.
She has been driving bus in Carbon School District, so she has the licensing and the training and the skills. So. Looks like a good hire for us.
Good. Okay.
And I'll make the motion that we approve these.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Approval of job description for the Supervisor of Education Technology.
In the last board meeting, the board approved the position of the IT supervisor. This was the job description that we used in advertising that. It did go through several layers of vetting before we arrived at this, working with our district techs and also with the SESC. That's where the original description came from, but we streamlined that specifically for the Emory School District. And as you know, Doug is working on that now, and I have some more to report on that later in my report relevant to a tech grant coming through the state legislature that he'll be working on.
Okay.
I move that we approve that job description as it was presented to us.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay, committee organization and board involvement.
Yeah, that's me again. We have the need for the creation of several committees, not for the sake of having committees, but for the sake of, I think, improving some of the things that we're doing. The first one is the technology committee, and that is the grant money primarily that the legislature approved House Bill 277. That was a $10 million appropriation. Most of that money is ongoing money for the indefinite future, at least 3 years. Some of it is one-time money. In order for our district to access that money, which to us would be close to $70,000. I have $60,000 here, but it appears as though that will grow because some districts have opted not to apply for the grant money. So that goes back into the pool for those who are applying. The process includes an assessment of what we have in the district right now as far as technology, how it's being used, software, computer capacity, including Wi-Fi. We were planning on doing this anyway, so combining our assessment with our goals as a district and where we want to go with technology and the application process, we need to formulate a committee, and one of the requirements is that we have a board member on that committee. So we need to get started right away on that. The application process is now underway. Applications will be vetted in September at a training meeting in Carbon District. So we need to have at least a first draft of that by then. And then the applications are due in October, early October. I think it's October 7th. So we've got to move pretty quickly. The tech department is already beginning the process of assessing what we have in our district now. But we will be holding a meeting, our first meeting in August. So if the board would care to appoint someone, then we would have that requirement taken care of.
Do you know when in August?
Haven't set the date.
Set the date yet?
No.
How many other people are on the committee besides the board?
There will be a lot. It'll be a very broad representation of school administrators, district office administrators, parents, counselors, librarians.
Teachers?
Teachers, of course, yes.
Okay. Is there anybody interested? I don't mind doing it. Somebody else has strong feelings about it? I don't mind anyone
August
else.
August is going to be a problem for me, but other than that, I could.
We have some other committees coming up, Marie. So.
Well, and I'm on the insurance committee. I'm not. I promise, I'm not just slacking. But okay.
I would like to do it. Yeah.
Why don't you?
Okay.
That'd be fine.
I'll do it. Then.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll be in touch with Roy, and okay. We'll get that set up on a date that you can participate.
I'm going to need your phone number. Did you get a text message from me?
No, he did not.
Okay, so that means that I have the wrong phone number and somebody in cyberspace got my text message.
Okay, we'll get that fixed.
So do we need a separate motion on each of these, or are we going to do a cumulative motion?
We could probably do it in one motion, I think.
I would think.
Okay, I move that Royd is appointed to the Technology Committee.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thanks for doing that, Roy.
Yeah, thanks, Roy. The next one is the District Calendar Committee. This was part of negotiations. We agreed to work with representatives from the teachers' union, with other school representatives, parents, again, a broad spectrum of stakeholders in reviewing the three-year calendar, which comes up for renewal in, we'll have to have that probably to the board by October. So we'll need a board representative on that committee.
So 2017 is the start of the new three-year period?
Yeah.
Okay. Want to do that?
I
want to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Julie? Thanks, Julie.
Do we need to move on that one too, or do you want to do them
all
at
once? I think we're going to do them all at once.
That's a good idea.
Okay, Opening Institute, this is scheduled for August 22nd. That'll be at 8:30 a.m. at Emory High School. And I would invite a member of the board to welcome our teachers and other employees back to the new school year. Traditionally, that's been the board president, but.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I think that's
I should
I think
be. Okay.
K, Okay, and then the next one is SAGE testing House Bill 200. It's a bill passed in the last legislature authorizing local school boards, LEAs, to do away with SAGE testing for 11th graders, 11th graders only. As you know, 11th graders take the ACT that's required, and that comes just about a month before we start SAGE testing. So there's pretty good data from that. I'm not asking for the board to take action or even really consider that at this time, but I would like authorization to organize a fact-finding committee on that, working especially with our secondary administrators, counselors, and faculty representatives to get their input. And I'd like to work also with a board member on that one.
To get their input about what?
About whether it would be prudent to eliminate SAGE testing for 11th graders. Yeah. That's a decision that you can make, but you need to be well informed mm-hmm. before you make that decision. Mm-hmm. It sounds pretty easy. Yeah, we're over tested. Let's do away with it. But it's more complicated than that. And so once we have the information together from various sources, then I think we can make more well informed decision.
When would that be meeting? When would you meet?
The deadline on that, the testing window opens in April, so we just mm-hmm. need to make that decision prior to the okay. start of the SAGE testing. So we do have some time on that. I think once we get the technology grant taken care of and get our calendar set, then I think we can start moving on this. But I will alert the principals and administrative council that we are looking at getting information, then they can talk to their faculties, get the dialogue going on. So it'll probably be November.
So I would
that
available.
Work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know it's hard
that.
For Sam to get to this.
I can do that.
That'd be great. That's the committee? Those are the committees?
That's
okay,
it.
A motion to approve those?
I make a motion that we approve them and we discuss them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Graduation credits proposal, Emory High School. Dana.
I'm back.
Good.
Great.
Good thing.
I don't know if this is in your pocket because I was a little late. This is the written proposal. Principal Davis wrote this proposal when he was principal.
Thank you.
And then I just made a little chart that says basically the same thing, but might be a little easier to read. I think we have one.
Yeah, we did have one chart in there.
Oh, well,
that's
I guess
right.
That's
right. Then we don't have to.
Yeah, we won't have to dig.
Our papers.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
Didn't give it to Jared, but I said that. So we're just asking if we stick with the traditional schedule to increase the credits to 28. It would start with the class of 2020, which would be the incoming freshmen when they move up to the high school. We'd increase it by 2 with them, and then after that we'd just go up by 1 until we got to 28. So you can kind of see that. And then if we did go to a block schedule, we would start with that incoming freshman class again and just increase it by 2 until we got to 34. So, and that would be plenty if we did a 5x5 schedule. Kids should be able to get 40 credits very easily. And it does give room for other things. So that's what we're asking for.
24.
Futuristic.
Well, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think you gave us a lot of information last time that was really helpful.
The more schedule would be good for kids.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I'll make the motion that we approve this unless somebody else has more questions.
I don't. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dana.
Approval of negotiated items with the Emory Education Association.
Okay, and I will probably present this and the following item.
Okay, yeah, do them together, that'd be fine.
Kind of sort it together, but these are on the blue and green pages in the packet. Most of you are involved in one set of meetings or the other, so you're familiar with where we're at. But we have agreed with our employees to fund steps and lanes for the upcoming year, a 1.5% cost of living increase, a continuation of our insurance premium percentage coverage, which is 93.3% that the district covers for a full-time employee, and then similar with dental insurance, 60% of the premium for a full-time employee. For our licensed teachers as well, we want to continue to provide 4 extended days for them, which is what we did this last year as well. We did have in some non-financial discussions as well, as far as things that we want to work with, particularly with the Licensed Teachers Association, but as far as our agreement that we approve in board meeting, we do the pay and benefits, and had some good discussions with both groups. I think they were productive, and I know I appreciated very much Superintendent Davis being involved in those, and you as board members. So I would just like to approve or present those with my recommendation for approval. And if you have any questions, happy to answer them.
I apologize for missing the last meeting. I got a text message, and I was standing out in the middle of a field, and when I got the text, I was like, oh, I'm supposed to be at a meeting.
We've all been there.
None of us have ever thought anything, right?
My wife never does, and she forgot. That was what was amazing.
Wow.
It just means you're outstanding in the field.
Yeah,
I was outstanding
right.
in the field is exactly what I was doing.
That's right. Okay, motion for that, those?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, meal prices, child nutrition program, Janine.
Well, thank you guys for letting me come and talk to you about this. The federal government requires that we keep our paid prices equitable to the federal reimbursement rates for free and reduced children. So with the rising costs, food costs, and the last few years, I got to skip back a little bit. The last few years, they've asked us to raise prices, and Jared and I have kind of talked about it and decided to do it through sales to adults. Well, with that declining, food costs inclining, we're at a position now where we really need to ask for that 10 cents on breakfast and lunch meals. That would not be anything on the reduced. It would still remain 30 and 40, 30 for breakfast and 40 for lunch. That's set by the federal government,
okay.
So we can't raise that. But it would be 10 cents for each category, breakfast in each category, mm-hmm. lunch. So as much as we hate to, it's come to the point where we really are needing to. So
the last time we did it was in 2012, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 2012,
okay.
We raised elementary a nickel and secondary a quarter. And the last time we raised breakfast was in 2003. So it's been a while. And a dime, I kind of calculated it out, would be about $35 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's...
Per student.
Per student, yeah. It's
yeah.
not a great amount, but it's something that I feel we really
mm-hmm.
need to do in order to keep our program, help our program be more solvent.
Just want to echo what Janine has shared, and she's been really careful to not try to raise lunch prices more than is necessary. And really the number one reason for this, and I do support it, is what Janine mentioned right at the start. We have to demonstrate
mm-hmm.
a certain level of lunch price
mm-hmm.
To cover the actual cost of the lunch
mm-hmm.
Or breakfast to qualify for all of our federal reimbursements, which are, of course, a huge part of the program. And I think as well, if you look at the prices from other districts throughout the state,
yeah,
we are on the low end.
Yeah.
And I think that as well would justify
yeah,
it. So.
Yeah.
In 14,
still a very good deal.
I had my administrative review. The state had me calculate labor and food costs
mm-hmm.
per breakfast and lunch. And that came out $3 for breakfast and $4 for lunch. So they're still getting a great deal, and that's what I have to charge adults and other people that come in to eat, is the $3 and the $4. And the reason for that is we don't receive any reimbursement, so we have to cover
mm-hmm.
those costs. So.
Sure. Well, we want to keep the quality there, too. We
yeah.
want to make
yep.
sure that they're getting what they need. So, okay, any other questions for Janine?
So it would be a dime for elementary.
Mm. A dime for all categories.
All of them.
So it would be 10 cents for elementary,
breakfast.
Secondary,
gotcha.
Both levels. And then a dime for breakfast
mm-hmm.
for all three levels. So.
I make a motion that we...
It, the very last page of your packet does show... it's a spreadsheet,
mm-hmm.
and it shows what those prices are.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you've done a lot of work, so Julie's made a motion. Is there
I'll second
some?
That.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you, Janine,
thank
for
you.
All
yes.
the work that you do. We
yeah.
appreciate it.
Yeah. The information was really thorough.
Yes, you did a lot of work on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's go to the business administrator's report, Jared.
So, it's just been a month. It's
I know,
so
I know.
Minute,
have you had
but,
a chance to turn around?
Probably, I guess, one of the bigger things are our maintenance crew have really been working hard
that's
at the bigger capital outlay projects and making really good progress on that. So most of those are coming towards conclusion or have been finished. And they've been doing a good job with that. We've been submitting report after report after report to the state office and the federal government, so that pretty much covers our month, really. So,
okay,
if you
great.
Have any questions, that's probably what I'd have to say.
That's good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Principal Davis, Superintendent Davis, sorry. I'll graduate you pretty soon.
I'm still
don't
getting
worry.
Used to it.
So
hard. I have a couple of really positive reports. One comes from the Transportation Department. I'd like
yeah,
to acknowledge Roger and Tracy's presence here tonight. And each year, the Utah Highway Patrol conducts a very thorough inspection of buses. On June 14th, we were involved in that. The report that I gave each
mm-hmm.
of you breaks that down. But in order to get a gold certificate from that, the gold award, you need 1% or fewer defects. Emory School District did receive that gold award with a 0.3% defect, 0.3%.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
That's incredible, especially when you look at everything involved in that with the three clearance lights we got dinged on. What happened there, Tracy?
He got mad.
You have to leave him something.
That's right. Something
like a
to
health inspector.
Working in the morning, but they burn out by the time.
That probably isn't.
Yeah.
That's
but,
so
you know,
happens.
Three out of 1,682 lights. That's pretty sweet. 174 tires, 116 brakes, 800
wow.
seats, 174 exhaust clamps, and on and on and
my
on.
My goodness. Makes you want them to come to your house, don't you? Check your vehicles
yeah.
out.
Well, it's very encouraging to know that we are transporting kids on
yes.
very safe buses, and it's a tribute to Tracy and Roger and the drivers and
awesome.
The whole transportation department. So congratulations on the award.
I think we need some applause. Thank you for all you do.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
That.
Appreciate the support.
It's
Roger, do you have
a comment? The comment was made about maintenance working hard for school to come in, and they are. We watch
sure,
them, we see
sure.
that. this award is actually earned last August. We give 100% of our buses are inspected just before school starts. He's been working really hard preparing for the next highway patrol inspection on the 16th of August.
Oh, wow.
And I expect we'll have just about the same result.
Great.
Take care
fantastic.
Of those three.
Yeah. Maybe just take an extra clearance light in some of this.
The platinum award.
Okay. Also, something to be very proud of, we have health inspections in all of our schools.
Yeah.
And I've been very familiar with the Emory High School health inspection, so I know how thorough that is as well. A health inspector will come in, spend pretty much the entire day with the custodial staff, sometimes school administrators, and they almost always find some areas in need of improvement. It was always that way at Emory
mm-hmm.
High.
Mm-hmm.
As the superintendent, I got the listing of all of the schools, and it was that way with just a few things. Nothing alarming, nothing terribly serious, but one stood out, and that was Book Cliff Elementary, who had absolutely no violations, no recommendations.
Wow.
It's a perfect school in that
there
respect.
There you go.
Can't get sick there.
So I was in Green River today, and I talked to JR, and I also talked to the custodian there, Tyler, and complimented them and
great.
Expressed our appreciation for all that they're doing.
That's right.
But,
that is
but,
fantastic.
It is. Because the others have recommendations, don't be alarmed. Those are very, very minor.
Sure.
Well, I think even the food service department had like 400% and the rest were like 99, 98.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Also, for your information, the letter I received from the State Board of Education, name change. Everyone's trying to get used to that. It's no longer the Utah State Board of Education. It is now the Utah State. It is no longer the Utah
Office
of Education. USOE, it is now the State Board of Education. So, they are changing names, letterhead. Many of us were at a workshop yesterday, and even the state people couldn't get that name
right. Just say it 10 times or
so
something.
We need to work on retiring now.
Well, in the PowerPoint presentation, they had about half of the times the office was
USOE
referred to, it was USOE, the other half it was USB.
So they haven't switched over.
Well,
no.
They're in the process of doing it. They don't catch everything all at once.
So the acronym they're going to use is USB or
USBE.
Okay, USB.
Utah State
okay.
Board of Education.
USB. Okay. Okay.
Just a couple of follow-up reports. Rural Schools was held last week in Cedar City, SUU. Emory School District was well represented. We had about 20 people there from various schools, and at least four of our teachers were presenting at that
good.
Conference.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
and we really picked up on a lot of good information to bring back that will trickle down to kids.
Great.
That would be a great benefit.
Fantastic.
And also, I mentioned I was in Green River. I've been doing a kind of a site tour and interview and informal discussions with all the school administrators and supervisors. I met with Roger not too long ago and Carrie Lake, and today I was in Green River, met with JR and Casey, and tomorrow I'll finish it up at Castledale Elementary and also Cottonwood. But it's been very enlightening for me to get out, get into the schools, in some cases toward the schools. And there are some very, very amazing things going on. Even in the summer, as Jared pointed out, the maintenance crew has been in almost every building I've gone. You remember negotiations. We went into Castledale Elementary and the ceiling tiles were out. And scaffolding all over.
Oh,
so anyway, I just wanted to mention teaching that, and that's my report.
We're glad that you're going into the schools, that's important that there's a rapport there, so thank you for that. Any public comments? Okay, any closed meeting items that you're aware of?
I have one.
Okay.
Personnel or?
Related to negotiations.
It's negotiations,
okay.
I move we go into closed meeting to discuss negotiation items.
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, any opposed? Thank you for being here, appreciate your
Thanks for coming.
Coming.
Wow, that's almost a record.
Almost.